Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, it's going to be quite a day later today and tomorrow. There's a blizzard heading all along the east coast of the United States. It looks like people are going to be snowed in, and depending upon where you are, there are businesses that are closed right now. There are businesses that will be closed later today, and many businesses will be closed tomorrow just because of the snow. So what do successful CEOs, presidents, and business owners do when it snows 12 inches? That's a really great question. The first thing that happens when people hear that a snowstorm's coming is they stock up on items like bread and milk. The grocery stores are completely wiped out of essentials. The next thing that happens is business owners start to think about, well, can I do business tomorrow? There starts to be a panic in the air because you won't be able to work. But think about this. This is an incredible opportunity. If your employees can't come to work, if there's no activity, if your phones aren't ringing, if there's really nothing that you can do about it, how can you use that day? You can use that day to plan your business. You can use that day to clean off your desk. You can use that day to set priorities for yourself for the next week, for the next 6 months, for the next year. This is an incredible, valuable time because it's going to be quiet time. There isn't going to be much happening, and there's nothing you can do about it. Can't change the weather. It will take a day or two for the snow to clear. Everything will go back to normal. But if you use that time productively to do things that you cannot possibly do any other time because you are so busy, it will help you become successful. Now, just the other day, I was talking about daydreaming and how important it is for CEOs, presidents, and business owners to daydream, to stare off into space. What an opportunity to say to yourself, where do I want my business to go? What's working in my business? What's not working in my business? How do I improve my performance? And a thousand other questions. And if you're in Florida or California, or in one of the states in the Midwest or Mountain Time that the snow's not going to affect, well, you're certainly, if you do business on the East Coast, you're certainly not going to be able to reach people on the East Coast as easily as you would any other time. So same goes for you. Use that time wisely to planning. Now let's talk about one philosophy that's contrary to what I'm saying. And that is, if you're prospecting and you're dealing with CEOs, presidents, and business owners, maybe it's time to call them. Nobody else is going to be in the office. They're probably going to be there. The worst that can happen is you can get their voicemail. What an opportunity to call people and have them answer the telephone and really get to talk to them. So, two different philosophies. One, use the time wisely. If you can't get into your business, if it snows, if you're closed down. The other philosophy is if you're in a state and you do business on the East Coast and you want to contact a CEO, president, or business owner, don't hesitate to pick up that telephone and call them. It might be the best call you ever made. Don't let anything stop you from doing business. Don't let anything stop you from being successful. And don't let something like a 12-inch snowstorm knock you off balance. This is Howard Lewinter, and, well, good snow shoveling. I do look forward to speaking with you and get out in the snow with your children and have some playtime and enjoy the weather. I will be talking to you tomorrow because I don't think it'll be snowing here. Thank you so much for your time.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.